The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
It's love that caused us to be willing to give up all of what we call our normal life and our comfort. And it's going to be love that gets us through it and back on top. And if we really let God's love prevail, we're going to be more prosperous and more blessed than we've ever been, especially if we understand the blessings of God are to be shared with others, not hoarded up.
Watching God's prevailing love impact the world through our hands and feet. Next on Life Today.
I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I'm looking forward to the time, and it's very rapidly approaching. We'll fill the studio audience back up, or the studio with audience that I believe will be full and overflowing because of the joy of getting to come together. Betty, we are offering to our viewers and those of you who understand, as you know, fresh water is, it really is a source of life and health. And all of you have always told us that you don't know if there's anything you've ever enjoyed more than giving clean water to people who never had it in the third world. And we've just been through, I guess, as great a test as our nation has ever seen in much of the world. There's never been a time the whole world shut down. And it came for us at a time when we were really experiencing bountiful blessings. And I want to say to you that I believe that's going to return. I'm going to be talking to you about things that we've got to be not only very careful of, but also understand the importance of. In other words, what does God want us to learn and be learning, not only from what we have been going through and what we've experienced, but what does He want us to take away from it that makes us stronger? And what is it that the enemy of life and truth and God's wisdom and God's will, what does he want to do? So we're going to talk about that today, and I don't want you to miss this because it's very, very important, because the forces in the invisible realm, we've been hearing about this invisible enemy. Well, we have an invisible enemy all the time, the father of lies, division, dissension, destruction. That's the real enemy, and he will destroy everything pertaining to life and godliness. Wisdom is the opposite of what the enemy is going to try to do. Betty, I was just looking at this wisdom that Proverbs offers. And this journal that we're giving away it's just beautiful, isn't it? Magnificent.
It really is.
I just happened to flip open in this, you're reading Proverbs, and then you have the place for your notes and your journal. And I'm telling you, at a time when we need wisdom, this is going to really make a real impact in your life. Betty, when we read God's Word and see His wisdom, we can find direction for our life. And that's what we're going to have coming out of what we've been through. Did you think you would ever see anything hit the nation you love as hard as this pandemic has hit us?
I really haven't, James. It's just been amazing to watch God work, but also tragic to see the death that what we've been going through has brought. People, their loved ones, the ones that are mourning because of the loss of a loved one through this terrible pandemic. But James, at the same time, God is there through all of it. I've seen that. And then you talk about journaling. Journaling has come to mean so much to me. You know, when our daughter was going through the battle of cancer, and then after she passed away, all through that time, I was journaling. And what I was doing was allowing God to speak to my heart. And as I allowed Him to do that, I would write things down. And now I can go back and I read the journaling and I thought, oh, I don't even remember writing that, but how it blesses my heart. So I think it's important. It's part of a healing process whenever we are grieving someone that we've lost or some kind of tragedy in our family. Journaling just kind of along with God's Word, it just puts it there in writing so you can go back and say, thank you, God, that I can remember now what you said to me at that time and I can know. And so I think it's good for us to journal.
Well, the last sentences you said there about what you said to me in that moment, so important. I have felt really strongly impressed to try to help you understand clearly that when your heart is heavy, when you're deeply concerned, you're burdened, you want to see something happen, even supernaturally, miraculously, you go to God in prayer. And you can go with every burden you have, every concern you have, every hurt you have, the heavy load, whatever it is, and take it to him, and he's anxious to hear. And what I've learned that I think is really important, and this comes to the journaling aspect that I'm holding up, the journal that we're offering, that when you go to God and share your heart, if you will just pause, a conversation that's meaningful is two-way. It's not one person walks in and just talks, but it's hearing one another. As a matter of fact, many people find the greatest comfort in being around a good listener. Well, God is a good listener, but what I want to encourage you to become, and that's what Betty was referring to with journaling, because the last thing she said was hearing Him. Mm-hmm. Write down what He says. If you'll just pause long enough, now think about this. I'm telling you, the God that created everything, the God that knows everything, the God of all comfort is anxious to comfort you. And the words of His heart and His mind are sources of comfort. But let me tell you something else that's a comfort. When you hear His heart, listen to what's on His heart. I've said many times, you want to know what's on God's heart? You are. But you also need to recognize how many others around you are on the heart of God, and you're the source to deliver the love of God, the wisdom of God, the comfort of God to those individuals. So pause and listen. And then that's what Betty was talking about journaling. When she was praying and receiving comfort, she also received insight and instruction from God. So please, as you pray, take time to pause. You've shared your heart, and I say, Father, I want to hear your heart. Betty, I want everyone watching right now to understand, because I believe you are some of the most sensitive people on the planet. I think when you love your neighbor and you care about others, it's because you love God with all your heart. And that's the only way we can love our neighbor properly. And I really believe that those of you who have become friends of Life Outreach, I believe you really love your neighbor. And Jesus talked about those who really ministered to Him, and those who would definitely be in His presence throughout eternity are the ones that notice the least of these, the overlooked. And you certainly do. So I want to share with you what I think we really need to be aware of and pray about right now. What does God want us to learn through this pandemic that we've been through? We've learned that our whole world can be interrupted, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken sometimes suddenly. Ultimately, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. We have found out that we cannot put our trust in uncertain riches. We can't put our hope in something that can vanish in a moment. Entertainment, all the sports, all the theater, all the movies, all the gatherings, even coming together in church, all these things can be interrupted, but they can't stop us, Betty, from worshiping God.
That's right.
You know, prayer was put out of the schools because people hadn't kept it important enough in the home. Had it stayed really important in the home, you'd have never been able to tell praying Americans that you can't pray at school. You wouldn't be able to teach in our schools against God and against the Creator and against the Bible and against unquestionable truth, the unshakable rock of foundational principles and truth found in the Word of God. They have not only been biblically stated, but they have been historically confirmed. They've been proven. You can't deny the consequences of casting aside God's truth and then building upon His principles. It's irrefutable. But now we teach against it, and we actually fund it with the people's money. Well, this needs to come to a screeching halt, because what you've seen in this pandemic is the only thing that really works is neighbor loving neighbor, risking even your own health to protect somebody else's health, which is what the caregivers have done. It's what the first responders always do. And these are the real heroes, and we are saying thank you, God, for them. But now what you've got to understand is, on the heels of all that we should see, the only thing that really works is love that never fails. Betty, the way people have loved each other and put others first has been one of the most magnificent things we've seen.
That's right.
And it ought to cause everybody to say, God, increase that in our nation 100-fold. That should be our prayer. At the same time, Betty, I believe we're going to see the forces, I think, of deception step up and say, you want to know who it is that saved you? It was Pharaoh, Caesar, Uncle Sam, the federal government, those of us who understand that all our care comes from this source of national government, not love for one another. Do you realize what it took for people who just laid down their own comfort to try to protect others? Betty, we all shut down because, well, you and I are in that age group that we're supposed to be most vulnerable, so our family wanted to protect us, but everybody had to shut down. We shut down. We didn't want to get something and spread something to somebody else. It's love that caused us to be willing to give up all of what we call our normal life and our comfort. And it's going to be love that gets us through it and back on top. And if we really let God's love prevail, we're going to be more prosperous and more blessed than we've ever been, especially if we understand the blessings of God are to be shared with others, not hoarded up. Now, here's what the prophet Isaiah warns us of. And I want you to watch this. When he's talking about how the enemy has come in and taken away the freedom that was given to Israel as they were led out of Egyptian bondage, Jeremiah began to talk about, you want to go back to Egypt. Isaiah showed him, you've already now gone back into bondage. You have been taken captive by the enemy. And he's warning the people that you mustn't be misled like this. Something has got to change. Woe to those who hide their plans from the Lord, whose deeds are done in the dark place. The craftiness of the enemy right now plotting to make sure that we become dependent not upon the love that flows freely through us for our neighbors and the gifting of God on different individuals to help preserve and protect life. We've got people committed to destroying any life that inconveniences theirs, even the most innocent, helpless, and the unborn. We have got those today who want to put aside any thought of God. We have forces that do not want, think about this, chaplains in the military to post prayers or lead prayers. What do you think a chaplain does? But we've got atheists saying they can't do that. They want to be able to impose upon us the absolute removal of any concept of God or godliness. Believe me, that's where they're headed. And they will do it behind closed doors craftily. The potter considers himself equal to the clay, or shall the clay and potter be considered equal? That you say to your maker, he didn't make me. And the one whose form say to him who formed it, you have no understanding. That's what we're saying today, created by God. We say to God, you don't know one thing about what's going on. We know what's best. We cast aside the word of God, the will of God, and the ways of God, and we force the ways of man created by God as though man, the created, becomes God and begins to take over. Now, watch what happens. The ruthless, God says, I'm going to stop this nonsense. This is what we were in the process of seeing happen. The ruthless will come to an end and the scorner will be finished. Indeed, all who are intent on doing evil will be cut off. We were seeing the intentions of the evil ones cut off in our nation and we were going forward. And Betty, the invisible enemy, the enemy of all life and truth, came against our progress full force to disrupt all the progress and now reverse us and turn us back to depend upon a source other than the one who has given us freedom. Now watch what it is we're dealing with. Just look at this in the Old Testament. The people intent on doing evil are going to be cut off. Those who cause a person to be indicted by a word, and they ensnare him who educates at the gate and defraud the one in the right with meaningless arguments. We have found people indicted by an accusation or a word. If it's on the side of right, it's attacked to be discredited, to be put out of leadership, to be put out of authority. And that is the way the enemy operates. I want to discredit those who are restoring sanity and stability and justice and rule of law and order and enforcing law. We got to stop that. That is exactly what the enemy wants to do right now. He wants us to be under the thumb and under the power of a form of Pharaoh, which God has delivered his people from. Listen to the warning of the wisdom of God. In the very next chapter, I was reading in Isaiah 29. Listen to the first verse, chapter 30. Woe to the rebellious children, declares the Lord, who execute a plan but not mine, who make an alliance but not of my spirit, in order to add sin to sin and proceed down to Egypt without consulting me. They take refuge in the safety of Pharaoh and seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore, the safety of Pharaoh will be your shame, and in the shelter of the shadow of Egypt will be your humiliation. Please, please hear this warning from God. We have seen only love and peace and patience prevailing bring us to the point we've reached right now, where we can move past the negative effect of this pandemic, this invisible destructive enemy, seeking to destroy all the positive progress that was being made. And don't ever wonder if a bullseye of the deceiver and the destroyer's intent wasn't the progress made in the United States. Leaders from all over the world, church leaders, praying leaders, Betty, have communicated with me. I pray you understand what's going on in America, because as freedom goes there, so it goes here and all over the world. We have a chance right now, listen to me, to continue to restore freedom's foundation and to see the blessings of God take us beyond anything we ever imagined. All of the prophets said, God will make up for all the years the deceiver, the destroyer, the predators, the locusts, the beasts of the field, all the assault on the flock of God, the purpose of God, the people of God, all that has happened will be restored 100-fold if you will trust in the wisdom that comes from above. This is where we are right now today. We're either going to choose to continue building on the solid rock of God's truth and His principles, not just hearing His truth, not just holding the Bible and preaching it, but the Bible holding us, lifting us, establishing our way on a solid, unshakable foundation, and moving forward in a positive way, fulfilling the promise and will of God. That's the choice we have right now. Betty, it's the most important time in our 76 years on this earth, when we already began together to glimpse the blessings of God, when we would just return to principles and to justice. We've got justices right now in place that believe we have a solid foundation. We have seen freedom enable us to have prosperity and jobs and opportunity beyond anything we'd ever experienced. Now we can return to that, or we can be deceived and go and depend on Egypt and on the ways of the world. Please, please, please pray for the wisdom of God, the love for God and our neighbor to prevail, and for us not to depend upon a farm of national caretakers. We rose up together to offset what the enemy did. We continue to stand together to offset it, but not to create a source that promises we're going to take care of you like some Caesar or Pharaoh. That must not happen. Father, deliver us from that evil. Do not let us be deceived. Let what works, your love, flowing through us for our neighbor, to give us a solid, sound, secure future. In Jesus' name, with all my heart, I pray for every viewer of life today to begin to understand that we are really in a battle. We're in conflict. And we've got to have the wisdom of God, the wisdom that comes from above, to not only walk us beyond where we've been, but take us to the blessings that God wants us to live in so we can share them. Betty, our viewers, I think, are the most loving people that we've ever had any relationship with, because when they see a need, they want to meet it.
That's right. And that's what we love so much about you, is your heart to help others. And we've always shown you ways that you could do that through Life Outreach, and you continue to. So bless you. May God continue to put in your heart the desire to reach a hand out in love and help someone, for there's plenty around us that need help.
Well, I know that you've been challenged. And, you know, for the first time ever, we've just said to our missionaries, born a miracle of God, we're going to have to cut back this year. It just cut my heart out. And I'm saying, God, give us a miracle. You know, we've always drilled 400 wells, and now we said we can drill 350 this year. And I found myself saying, God, give us such an outpouring of love that we can call the missionaries and say, hey, go on to those other areas, because we're going to be able to do it. But right now we're trying to raise the funds for the last 150 wells. I want you to listen to our mission overseer, to Ralph, as he's pointing to a need in a family that's very real. And yet we together can solve the challenge that this precious family and others around them face every day. Watch closely.
We're out here today in the middle of the country of Zambia. I was just told this morning that almost half the country has no access to clean water. And I came across little Charity. Her family has dug a hole out here trying to find water. So I've asked her to come and show us the kind of water that they bring up. Bless her heart, they tried to dig a hole to find water, and they have found water, but it sits stagnant day after day. And so I just want to see her bring it up. So go ahead, Charity, you can bring it up. She's a strong little girl, by the way, really strong. And she does this for her family. Go ahead and pour it in the bucket, Charity. Thank you, baby. And this is the water they bring up from this well. Little Charity comes out here on a regular basis to fetch water for her family, only to bring up contaminated water. Makes them sick, gives them diarrhea, cholera, all those things you hear about from drinking water with just filled with bacteria. Mothers trying to get them feeling better, but they keep drinking the same contaminated water and just keeps on making them sick. And it's just hard to believe that that's all the water they have to drink day after day. We need to drill as many wells as we can. Water like this is killing precious little children. That's bringing death when it should be bringing life.
You know, Betty, I believe there's somebody watching that'll just say right now, I'm going to drill a well in that little village. You saw the water that they held up, that Ralph held up, how dingy it was. This is just a little bottle of water here, and you can see the difference easily. Would you drill a well there? The wells cost $4,800. We have people tell us that that's the greatest joy they experience every year. And I know some of you would say, James, there's no way I could do that. Well, I'm asking God for those 150 wells, and with the challenges we've been through, I've even had some of our staff leadership say, James, it's going to be a challenge for us with what we face to be able to do even that. I can't say no, and I don't think you can either, to a little village that thought they were going to get a well for their families. It gives them an immediate future, and we tell them about the source of eternal life, and because they've seen the love of God expressed freely in their behalf, they receive the one who gave that love. They receive God's love through Christ. And so you are really making an incredible impact. Could you give 1,200, pray three join you, or 2,400 and pray one does? At whatever level, please help. $48, think about this. We'll give 10 people water the rest of their life. That's about the way it breaks out. Betty, I want us just to pray that God will touch everyone watching and do what God leads you to do. Father, we don't ever want to say no to any need that we see that we can meet and love can meet. And Lord, thank you that Betty and I are able to give a well. And Lord, I believe there's somebody that will give the well in that little village. But then, Lord, these others, the scores of wells that are needed, would you raise up people to give the 48 or 144 for 30 people or whatever they can do today? In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. You know what God is leading you to do. Would you go online, or would you dial that number and take your bank card and use it like a check? We're going to send you the beautiful journal, the Proverbs, the great wisdom that God offers. It is phenomenal. We're going to send you the devotionals seasonally for the spring, the summer, the winter, the fall, the winter. And it is going to be a tremendous blessing to you. We want to bless you. The mother's strength is a beautiful bronze, and that is precisely what you're doing. You're strengthening mothers that they can keep their children and direct their lives. you're giving them a chance at life. Please, right now, would you go online or dial the number and make the gift God put on your heart? Thank you so much for doing it.
Dirty, diseased-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. With your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish the final 150 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well, serving up to 1,000 people. With your gift, we'll send you Today is a Good Day seasonal devotional set. Broken out into the four seasons of the year, this beautiful set features a daily scripture, inspirational thoughts, and a place for you to journal your own thoughts, prayers, and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, request the leather-bound, life-giving Proverbs Journal, filled with wisdom and daily encouragement from Proverbs, including lined pages for your personal notes. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request a Mother's Strength bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, I want to say to you that I want you to have the wisdom of God. I think the future God has planned for us is brighter than anything you ever imagined. And I think if we, the church, will pray and we'll say, we're not going to trust Egypt. We're not going to trust Pharaoh. We're not going to trust people to take care of us. But your wisdom is going to direct us and going to direct our leaders. And we're not going to settle for less than what you want. And I promise you this, you know, God wants to give life to little children and fresh water. And Betty, I believe our viewers are going to say, James, we're going to drill those wells.
That's right.
And we may just shock you with love. We may be able to tell missionaries where they didn't think we could come, we will. God, I pray for a miracle. Would you be one of those miracles? We're going to send blessings to you, I promise. But you're going to give the blessing of life to others, and I thank you for doing it.
Go back to our separation in our individual lives to where we don't care, we don't reach out.
Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.